The mosquito-borne disease malaria kills about 800,000 people a year, mostly young children and pregnant women in the developing world. According to a new study funded by the United Kingdom's Wellcome Trust, major breakthroughs in controlling the disease are being threatened by a flood of counterfeit malaria drugs flowing into Africa and Southeast Asia. Marianne Jolly has this report.
The latest and most effective treatment for malaria comes from a plant originating in China known as artemisinin, but its effectiveness is being undermined by fake and poor quality anti-malarial drugs that are also being traced back to China. The Wellcome Trust Mahasot Hospital, Oxford University Tropical Medicine Research Collaboration, has produced one of the few studies looking into counterfeit malaria drugs. Dr. Paul Newton led the research.
It's very difficult to give accurate numbers. The scale is substantial, with hundreds of thousands of packets of fake anti-malarials circulating.
Professor Alan Cowman from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in Victoria is one of Australia's leading malaria researchers. He says counterfeit anti-malarial drugs are not only potentially harmful to the individuals who consume them, but if they contain a small component of artemisinin, they will be destructive to efforts to control the spread of the disease.
What the counterfeiters have done is basically watered down the level of drug in the tablet, and they've added in other things that will have no effect against that malaria parasite. The parasite will be able to grow, but it'll be in a lower concentration of drug, not enough to kill it, but enough to enable it to get used to that level of drug, and therefore makes it more likely that it will develop resistance to that drug. And that's a huge problem, particularly when there's not that many drugs that are working particularly well against malaria.
Dr. Paul Newton says in order to trace the origin of the counterfeit drugs, his study looked at their pollen content and chemistry makeup and have handed this information on to authorities.
We've been using that information to inform governments so that they would be able to do their own criminal investigations. And that work has been done in collaboration with Interpol and has succeeded in at least cutting some of the trade in Southeast Asia.
The counterfeit drug market is difficult to control in many African and Asian countries because pharmaceutical medicines are not distributed by governments but sold privately. Australia is not immune to the counterfeit drug market. The Australian Pharmacy Guild's national president, Koz Slavos, says that with the growth of online shopping, the use of them is on the rise.
The reason it's on the rise is as people feel more comfortable with internet shopping, it is expected that we'll see a rise in prescription shopping. There are items that are not on the PBS, such as private prescriptions, generally drugs for lifestyle drugs such as erectile dysfunctions, or medications that sadly patients are fully aware that they're not through the normal supply chain. We're aware in the past where bodybuilding steroids and the like have been intercepted through the supply chain.
Koz Slavos says consuming counterfeit drugs is like playing Russian roulette. Now millions of lives in Africa are at risk from taking them, and so too are the billions of dollars spent in research for treatment of diseases.
Marianne Jolly.